Welcome back from lunch, everybody. I guess you are all very clear about what we discussed before lunch. In case you aren't, Ronnie is always there. And what we'll be doing after lunch is to see the other side of the Navamsha chart, that is relationships and marriage. Okay. Karakamsha is something I'll touch spirituality later. I'll first work on relationships and marriage, and then yeah, and after that we. You know, when we become old, then we talk of spirituality. This is the one. Viveka means enlightenment. Light. Vivaha is marriage. Viveka is enlightenment. Now, we all have various relationships. What do you define as a marriage? What is a marriage?
The actual
service. The actual legal relationship.
Pardon?
The business part of the
relationship. That is marriage?
The share is a life.
The one witnessed by an authority.
If it is not witnessed by an authority, there is no marriage?
Pursuing dharma.
Dharma is different in different parts of the world. You mean to say somebody who is born outside India doesn't marry?
No, dharma with respect to that culture, wherever they are.
Right. So there is a culture. Okay, so we are talking of a culture. And we are talking of an acceptance of a relationship by the culture. It's as simple as that. It's a union of two spirits. Wow. Okay. So, what would you take? Let's say two people meet and they were together for a period of about 15-20 days and they decided to have a baby, and then the man had to go his way and he went his way and she went her way with the baby. Was that a marriage?
No.
That was a love affair?
No, she wanted a baby and the husband. That's appropriation.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a marriage.
It's not a marriage?
It's not a marriage, and the second day the husband leaves and goes away.
In the Mahabharata, one of the most... I'm just finding out. In the Mahabharata, one of the spiritual texts which we all follow to understand dharma, there we find Bhima getting married to a lady and he just stays there for about 15 days and then he packs off. But then child is still his and she's supposed to be his wife. Is that now what is marriage really? So is a time period? Can we have two people live together for a period of 1 year? I mean, do you need somebody's sanction for?
Intention
to commitment. Right. What happens if somebody is kidnapped and then they get married? I have seen some cases.
Yeah.
In Bihar, in India, there is this place where the grooms get kidnapped and at gunpoint they have to marry.
Wow.
Yeah.
But if there is progeny, then automatically, even if it's a one-day thing, then that has to be a marriage.
No.
A lady gets raped and then there's a child from that. Is that marriage?
No. No, not rape, but...
But then there's a child from that. That was your logic right now.
Accepted union. So was that a gunpoint one or subjugation? Like, okay, I give up.
So it's very difficult. We all agree it's very difficult to define it, no matter how much we may try. Right? So we will try to go into relationships and into marriage and to see that we have this Navamsha chart. Why is Navamsha chart used? Navamsha is a focus into the ninth house. Why are we seeing Navamsha for marriage?
Marriage is a part of dharma.
Everything is a part of dharma.
Marriage is based from
the 11th. Right. The 11th from the ninth house. That which you get from the ninth house by following dharma, that which you will get as a blessing is marriage, vivaha, a good relationship. Pardon? Marriage is a blessing if you are following dharma. If you don't follow dharma, it is not a blessing.
11th from the ninth house.
The 11th from the ninth house is the 7th house. That is why the Navamsha is seen for marriage. Why do you see Saptamsha for children? The D7 chart. The 11th from the 7th is the 5th house. That is why the D7 chart is seen for children. You should know why. Once you know why, then we'll get into it. Okay. Which house do we see for wife or relationship?
The first wife, 7th.
first wife or the first relationship is seen from the seventh house. Normally in the Navamsha, commitments or serious commitments will show up. I mean, flings like, you know, have a 10-day affair or a 15-day affair is not going to show up in the Navamsha. The seventh house is the house for the first marriage or the first relationship. The eighth house shows the reasons for the break of that relationship or the ending of that relationship. The seventh from the eighth is the second house. That is why the second house is the second marriage. And the third house, which is the second from the second, is the length of the second marriage. For any marriage, the length of the marriage is going to be seen from the second house, from the house of marriage. That is the important principle here.
From the first marriage, it will be the eighth.
Yeah, first marriage is the eighth. Why? Because it's the second from the seventh. Right?
The first marriage is the eighth.
Yeah. Okay. Can you all see this?
Yeah.
So here's the man, this is the first house. The seventh house is the first marriage.
Yep.
This marriage will break when he comes to this house. So the first one is breaking. So I'm putting a cross over here. Mm-hmm. So seventh from this is the second one. The second marriage comes up.
Yep.
The break from the second is, second is breaking. That is in the third house. You can see that. Then the seventh from this is the third marriage. And the break to the third marriage is the second from this.
Mm-hmm.
Like that we can go on and on and on.
This in the Navamsha chart.
In the Navamsha chart. We can go up to how many such marriages?
As many as you have.
How many?
On and on and on.
You're
a little
bit. Once you finish the entire cycle of 12 houses, then take it from the sun. Then you finish 12 houses from the sun, then take it from the moon. Like that, you can go up to 12 into 9 is how much? 108 marriages. How auspicious.
Krishna doesn't count.
Oh, Krishna. We'll talk of Krishna later.
So that's the goal.
No, that's not the goal. That's not the goal. That's not the goal. So now we are going to examine, you all know the basics about which planets are good in the 7th house, which planets are bad in the 7th house and all that. So I'll straightway jump into a chart and we are going to analyze it to see if we can describe her marriages and if we can identify the time when her marriages break and things like that. Our case study for today is Elizabeth Taylor. Okay, can we have her chart on the Jagannath Hora so that it's easier to see it? Yeah. Okay, you can see the document, the chart is there, that was given to you over there. Can anybody try? Who's going to try to describe the first spouse?
Well, see? No, wait a minute. That's not the Navamsha. Are these Navamsha?
No, that's the Navamsha here, right here with Mars and the first
house. Curious, mental.
Yeah? Seventh house, seventh houses? Which is the seventh house? First, check whether the Navamsha is right or wrong. Are you satisfied with it?
Singing? She wasn't a singer. No, her acting was in the scene. Does she have a
Right.
Yeah,
okay. Now, shall we try to rectify this chart? Is it right or wrong? So can we check the Navamsha? Whether is it right or wrong?
She's a Mars, right? Actress.
Yeah, did she have acting abilities?
Yes, brilliant.
Yeah. No, I don't think.
Brilliant actress. Really?
She was famous.
I mean, she had
a great
sound. But nevertheless, she was in the business.
She was a star, but doesn't mean that she was a star.
That is because Venus and Mercury has to be in trine.
Was she a warrior?
Cosmetic business.
Was she a warrior?
You think she had a short temper?
Yes,
she had a She was like a warrior in a lot of ways. She was a fighter. She overcame all her illnesses. She's very. She actually is a
Libra.
She's not a Libra. She's a Sagittarius. Her fighting ability. She's so straightforward. I mean, she's very straight about it. See the greatness about this lady? She was very honest about each of her relationships. She married them. It's a big thing. It's a big thing about it. What's the big thing? That she is not going to, if she has to, she married them. Simple as that. Maybe 9, maybe 10, we'll go into each of them. But she married all of them.
But Mars and Rahu and Trine cannot be an actor. I have a question.
Why?
Rather than that,
okay.
The Navamsa Lagna also shows the complexion, the physical appearance.
Yeah.
How can Mars, an aspect of Saturn, give her beauty?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point.
The fifth from Navamsa is beauty. Fifth from Navamsa. That is true. Murte Rupa.
Fifth, this is a very good point. Please, please keep this in mind.
Moon in Aries is not exactly
the fifth house from the Navamsa Lagna. Remember, I took, when I was teaching the principles of the Navamsa, I think I told you that the Navamsa is like the ninth house, and the fifth from it is like the ascendant.
It's what?
Is like the first house, ascendant.
Oh, it's like the ascendant.
Yeah.
The ninth house. Yes.
The Navamsa is like the ninth house, like the dharma you are going to follow, and the fifth is like the way you are, your ascendant, your first house.
Yes.
So this, the fifth house, Murti Rupam, right? That's the dictum.
And
right. Yeah, that is what will show her moon. Moon, okay.
I moon shows beauty, I understand. But not in Aries.
Yeah, just before.
Moon in Aries still aspected by Rahu. I don't think she would have been that beautiful.
Right, right, right.
She is beautiful. She is considered one of the.
No.
You don't agree with the Navamsa?
No, I don't.
Then what do you think will be the Navamsa Lagna?
I think Libra could be. Good, yes, because as far as anger is concerned, Ketu can also give anger.
Mm-hmm.
Ketu, eccentric anger. Yes.
Well, if you put Venus and Ketu and Mercury in your fifth house,
that's
okay. Yeah, that's
then Ketu would be right. Yeah.
Then that independent boldness from Sun also could be.
Yeah.
But that Sun is an Aquarius.
And then Aquarius would use?
That won't give so much of independence and boldness. That they see this Mars and see the Sun. There's a big difference between the two. Mars, Sun is more following the rules. She is the one who is very, very aggressive. She can fight for what is right.
I agree.
But Mars is a third. Would you have a lot of ability
to defend
herself?
But shouldn't Saturn?
That third is really not her third. You know, it's a seventh house trine. It'll show the first. Okay, let's go into her spouse. Let's see which is right. Okay, who was the first spouse? Ricky Hilton?
Nikki,
is it? I thought Nikki, is it?
No,
Nikki.
Quick marriage?
Yeah.
Cadbury Bender.
It was a quick marriage, so that's Mercury.
The marriage lasted less than 1 year.
Yeah. And they were very young.
She had to get away from her mother.
Okay.
That's why she married.
The marriage was less than a year, and she had to get away from her mother?
Right.
Right. Okay, and in the Rashi chart, Ketu is, okay, let's forget the Rashi chart. Now, can we see the Navamsa and see then? What sort of a man we are seeing over here?
It's third.
It's Gemini.
Gemini.
Do we see a rich man over here with Saturn in the 10th?
No. Fluctuating fortunes, Saturn in the 10th, male fixed in the 10th.
Fluctuating fortunes, right. What else do we see about this man?
He was abused.
He was abusive?
Yes.
Affected by Mars.
Yeah.
So then do you think that that she had a problem in her relationship? Why did it last so less? What was the reason for the marriage lasting so low?
Mars is
the second house is affected by Mars.
Is that sufficient?
No, that is the 8th house is affected by Mars.
Why is it because of
Pardon? Pardon? Right. Okay, so it was a very sudden marriage.
Right, and it just has air and the other on and off relationship or everything.
Ending is seen from the 8th house.
It's
moon. Moon would be mother?
Mm-hmm.
Her, you think her mother would be a cause for the breakage of the marriage?
It's a cause for the marriage.
She was 17 when she got married.
Right? Can we time this marriage? Can we say dashas and try to time this marriage? Of course, from the Rashi chart, it is very easy to see the marriage and the breakage of the marriage. The first marriage comes from Leo, right? And Ketu is in the second house. If Ketu is in the second from the Upapada, then the marriage cannot last 3 years. 3 years is my deadline normally. First 3 years. If they cross the 3 years, it will be long lasting. If Ketu is ever in the second from Upapada, 3 years is my deadline normally for such a marriage. The Upapada is very important. You know, you see this UL? Upapada is Arudha Pada of the 12th house.
It's the Arudha
of the 12th house. Count from this to its Lord Venus. 6. Count 6 from here. This is the Upapada, Leo. Okay? And you can see the Lord of the sign Leo is strong. Leo would normally give a very powerful man, a rich man, somebody big. And the second from that is having. This is very easy to see from here. But I want it confirmed from here.
The first one happened in June 6, 1950.
Can we see the dashas?
Saturn, Mercury.
So Saturn, Mercury, she got married. Saturn, Ketu, marriage broke. You think she can get married in Saturn, Mercury? No?
Mercury is the seventh lord.
Come on, all of you are astrologers. Rima, what do you say? You think she can marry in Saturn Mercury?
Yes. Yes. Because
Mercury is the seventh lord.
Pardon me? Yeah.
Mercury is the seventh lord in the Navamsha.
Yes.
So it can give the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inclined to the seventh house. Forget the Rashi chart. Just the Navamsha.
So the ruler of the seventh is enshrined to it, so that makes it especially strong.
Very strong, that's right. The ruler of the seventh is enshrined to it and is going to make this shrine very strong. And that's why she married this man during Saturn Dasha, Mercury Yantra Dasha. What other possible Lagna could have given her? Had we taken this Lagna, you think it would have given marriage to her during Saturn Mercury?
No.
Mercury would try it.
I have a point.
Yeah.
You should take
Lagna
Vimshatri.
What?
We will do the Vimshatri later. I'm not going to do that now. We will have a special class on Vimshatri and we'll do that. just the regular Vimshatri, I just want you to. Tell me, do I take this or do I take some other? As per rules, even if we were to use this Navamsha, the seventh lord should give the first marriage. Planets and trines to the seventh house should give the first marriage. Okay?
Okay?
Now come to the eighth house. The lord of the eighth is the moon. The moon can end marriages early. If it is the lord of the eighth house, then it can end the marriage early. Why? Because there is a nice story we learned when I was a kid that the moon ran away with somebody's wife. Yeah, so it's possible that this marriage could end early with the moon running away with somebody.
She ran away with her next
husband. Actually, he may have run away.
He may have run away.
Yeah, with some other lady. Yeah.
So everybody who has Sagittarius Lagna in the Navamsa can have a driver.
Has this danger. Because the moon is the... Where is the which planet can break the marriage? Saturn can do it. Right? It's entrines to the 8th house. The lords of these signs. It can be Moon. It can be Jupiter. Or it can be either Ketu or Mars. And when did it happen? So tentatively you agree with me? Okay. Second marriage we'll see from where?
Second house.
From here?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we see what was the second marriage?
February 21st, 1952.
A person called
lasted 5 years.
Okay. And she gave birth to her first child, a boy born on so and so date. Okay. And it was a boy that came from the second marriage. Okay. Who was this person? Anyone knows about him?
British.
Michael was older than her.
Okay.
Actor.
British man, actor.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we see the Navamsha?
Very well known.
The second marriage comes from Capricorn. You think Capricorn will give somebody who is much older?
Yeah.
He
was traditional.
He said that he was 19 years old.
Okay. So you think Capricorn will give?
But yeah. Jupiter is there.
Yeah, Capricorn.
Famous man? Well known? Famous?
Very
Jupiter?
Well liked, very well liked.
Very cultured person? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yes, oh yes. That's a good point. That's a very good point. It's a very good point. Yes. And how many planets are trying to break that marriage?
Everybody.
Almost nobody wants to see that marriage.
Why?
Because it lasted longer.
It lasted 5 years. Come on, that's not longer. Yeah.
Better than the previous.
The important fact is she got a son from this.
Yes,
two.
Jupiter.
Yeah, two sons from this? So Jupiter generally favorable to a marriage could indicate a child from that marriage.
Okay?
Now, we can see the D7 chart and find out the exact children, boys and girls and things like that. I'm not getting into that now. I just want you to see that you agree tentatively with me about this marriage. Can you time this marriage?
February 52. That is in Venus.
I mean, why would Venus help in this marriage?
Trine.
See the trines. Mercury can do it. Saturn can do it. Jupiter can do it. Or Venus can do it. So it was in Saturn, Venus that she got married.
Trines to second house, sir?
Yeah, because that's second marriage. Okay? And when did it break?
5 years after. Anything.
So would be tentatively?
Moon or Mars?
56.
Can't be moon.
Huh? 2 plus 5, 57.
Moon
again.
Moon or Mars?
Moon? Yeah.
56. But neither of them have anything.
Look at this house. You think it could be Rahu?
Pardon me?
It could be Rahu, is it? 51. When was it? 52 she got married, right?
52 February and after 5 years.
So that would be 57.
Later than 57.
57. When did she marry the third person?
February 57, she had her third marriage, so this
yeah.
marriage had a breakup.
So this marriage broke somewhere in 56.
Yeah.
5 years, 4 years, 5 years.
Moon.
So you think it would be moon or it would be sun?
No, moon. Probably moon.
Why moon?
Why moon? Why would moon break it?
Yeah, the sun is a breakup.
Look at the second house. See, it's a separate issue as to when they got it officially. When did the marriage break? That is what I want to know. Two people may separate, stay separately for a year or things like that, and then officially get the thing later. Mm-hmm. But what I want to know is when the marriage actually broke. I don't want to know when they got the certificate.
Moon is expecting it.
No, this will not do. No, that's not. That's not sufficient.
You
see,
trines, right?
Yeah, trines. This house and trines, and its lords, Saturn can do it. Saturn can do it. Among this host of planets out here, I'm sure the sun is not very inclined to help Capricorn.
Why?
From Capricorn, the sun is a terrible malefic. It's a terrible enemy. Why would he help? So Saturn dasha, sun antar dasha, it would have been broken. They probably got it officially done around about this time.
Because she was sure to get married in February 57.
Okay, whom did she marry in February 57?
Michael Balon.
Oh.
Big one.
The big one.
February
57.
He was
so
there.
That is third house.
Yeah. No, that's not the third house.
Third marriage.
Not third. Which is the third marriage?
Leo.
Now you see Rahu over there?
Yeah.
See that sign Leo? That's a big man over there. Leo is a big man. Full of shine. Rahu in Leo, he's like a prince. Yeah, big man, no doubt about it. And the sun, when it broke this marriage, what else does it tell us?
She was having a relationship with him.
May have met him.
This relationship broke the marriage.
Maybe. It shows at least.
Yeah, I'm seeing according to the chart.
Is it not clear now?
Yeah.
And we can clearly catch that, okay, this is when she would have met this man and she would have liked him very much and she would have started staying away from him. And she liked him and that's why she went to him. Okay, now let's try to time this marriage. Trines to this. We have Moon, we have Rahu, and we have the Lords. When did they marry? Saturn Dasha, Moon Antar Dasha?
February 57.
Yep.
They got married.
That's Moon?
That Moon. And then he died.
Not bad.
He died in March 58. Why Moon? Yeah. He was trying. Moon to the
sun.
He was
trying
to the sun.
I'm just trying to time each individual marriage. Why so many dashas? Bilkul. The Upapada, there's a lot to it. Why so many marriages she had? Why did she have to go through all this? That has to do with the Rashi chart. Check the Upapada in the Rashi chart. Check the 7th house in the Rashi chart. And then come to this chart to time each one. Don't use this chart to decide whether a person is going to have 4 or 5. Use this chart to time them. And to decide how each one is going to be. Big man, small man, charming man. What's he going to be?
Could you tell from her Navamsa that he was going to die?
This man? Okay, let's try it. We have Rahu over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this Rahu aspected by any horrible combinations which can indicate death?
No, well, that's third house.
This sun is aspecting Rahu. This is bad. This is bad. Whenever there is an exchange between the sun and Rahu, somebody is going to die.
Really?
Whenever there is an exchange, please make a note of this. Sun and Rahu is an eclipse combination. Whenever this combination is coming into place, somebody is dying. Rashi, Navamsha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has this in his Rashi chart. And he lost his mother very early.
So if Rahu is in Leo, if
he lost his wife also. Pardon?
So if Rahu is in Leo, is in Navamsha or in Rashi, then automatically somebody is going to die?
No, exchange. The sun has to be here. Yeah. That's bringing both of them together. I mean, you can't bring Rahu and the sun together. It's dangerous. When two such things come together, you know there is a danger over there. Okay.
If you have sun and Rahu together also, you can say that?
Yes.
They are in the same time.
Saturn and?
Rahu.
Yeah, that's an eclipse. That's an eclipse, yes. I agree on that. I found Moon and Saturn also to give bad combination results.
Moon and Saturn?
Yeah. Vivekananda had that. His father died just on the day before his wedding. It was horrible. I mean, these people have some terrible experiences before this. Okay. Can we time the end of this marriage?
Rahu.
You think Rahu?
Death of the person, Rahu.
58? Yes. Rahu?
March 58 he died.
Rahu.
Why not March?
No,
March.
Take this.
Died March 58.
Take this sign. Take this sign. See the trines to it. That should be the end of the marriage.
Yes.
Right? Which are the lords? Which are the planets?
Mercury, and Jupiter.
But the lord of this sign, Mercury, is very strong, is it not? Okay? So normally this marriage was definitely going to last, but for his sudden death. So can we time death from here? That's my question.
Well, you get the eighth from the ninth.
Well, if it is Mars, the eighth from the tenth or the second from the ninth is Mars. Is ruled by Mars. The move of the house of Uranus.
But what is
the
eighth
house?
From the
it's the second from the ninth.
Yes.
And then you count eight from that. One, two, you get Mars rule fifth.
But why is it?
Mars rule fifth.
But wouldn't you take it second?
But why
you
take the
seventh
eighth
house
from the
starting
second?
From Leo?
Yes.
Pardon?
Because wouldn't you take it
second? And
We should.
Which are Mercury and you the second.
Why Mars? Why did Mars kill him?
Mars
killed him, am I right about that? Mars killed him, please explain to me why Mars killed him. Rashi is easier. Rashi is easier. I want the Navamsha. Pardon? Mars is.
But he's going with his son,
Is Rashi Drishti not like
that? That you can easily do that. I want you to give me a logical explanation now. Anybody, any combinations you know of.
Who himself is affecting
Mars.
But
Rahu is aspecting Virgo. That I agree. In that case, if had you told me Saturn and Rahu, I can understand. Why Saturn Mars?
Saturn Mars have mutual aspect and it is an 8 from Leo.
That's a very good point.
What?
It's a very good point. So that means this death was also signaling the next marriage. Was it or was it not? When we saw this marriage break, we saw that the planet which broke this marriage was actually signaling another marriage. Now see the 8th house of death for him. I'm not talking of break of marriage. I'm talking of death for him. For him, this is death. This is break of his marriage. This is his death.
Okay.
Gotcha.
This is also signaling the next marriage. These two planets are aspecting each other. Can you see that? Mars is aspecting this. Saturn is aspecting this. This is his 8th house of longevity. So in Saturn Mars, if this man is dying, that means she is going to marry soon again. Are we getting it right?
So you take the person, the third marriage, and then count 8 from there.
To see whether the person is going to die because of it or not.
And because Saturn
a person can break a marriage. A person can die and the marriage can end. In reality, that marriage reality has not ended technically. It's supposed to be. The person just died. They didn't break the marriage. Mm-hmm. Because the person is not there physically, that is why law allows the lady to marry again. She never broke the marriage. Am I being understood? She never broke the marriage. The man died. There's a difference between breaking a marriage and a man dying.
Yeah.
You can still have good memories about your husband and still get married again. Pardon?
Saturn is the death of Saturn.
The 8th house from this
has
Saturn over there and Mars, and both are aspecting each other.
So Saturn and Mars mean death?
Saturn and Mars would indicate death, definitely. Would Saturn and Mars not indicate death? These are death combinations. Saturn-Mars combination. Rahu-Sun is an eclipse combination. Moon and Saturn sometimes, though the moon has a lot of saving grace in her. She always tends to give one more chance. Planets like Saturn and Mars are not going to spare. They are extremely evil planets.
If you take Leo as Lagna, Saturn is the 7th lord in the 8th. It gains ownership of the 8th house because it says Parivartana. It will automatically break it.
Just look at this. The 8th lord is debilitated. Rest of the story you know. 8th lord is in debility. Longevity is low in this chart. For this husband. I mean, there are various other things. But the clincher is this aspect between the two. They are working together. What we call as paraspara karakas. Have you heard of this? Paraspara karakas, mutual co-workers. You pat my back, I pat your back. When two planets are in mutual quadrants like this, and they aspect, so they start working together. You do my work, I do. Yeah, it's what you call a square. You do my work, I do your work. And normally the work is called paraspara karaka. In Western astrology, they call it an aspect, is it? A square aspect, or something like that. But in Vedic astrology, we give a lot of respect to this. They are called paraspara karaka, mutual co-workers. You do my work, I will do your work. It's a conditional.
And there should be a grahadrishti between them.
No. For example, Moon and Jupiter here are paraspara karaka. Both are going to work for each other. If there is a grahadrishti, then it is a yoga. Then the yoga is complete. It will happen.
And because it's Saturn, explain why she's going to marry the person.
Is she not indicated by the lagna?
I know.
Is she not indicated by the lagna? Mars aspecting the 4th house shows some desire. What
and
is her desire?
Be the beginning of
another one.
And that is the natural next marriage also.
That has to be the natural next marriage. That has to be. If it is not so, if the planet which is breaking this marriage is not linked in any manner with this next marriage, then we know that these two were not involved. Yeah. Otherwise, the one which is breaking this marriage, if it is there, then it is going to happen because of the break of that. Am I clear? We have seen this over here. Sun over here breaking it, and we have also seen how Saturn and Mars are breaking this. I mean, ending this, not breaking it really.
Yeah.
And then the next marriage will come from here. Can we time this marriage?
59.
Why would she marry again in Rahu's period?
She married in Jupiter.
No, she married in Rahu.
No, she married in May 12, 1959.
So Rahu's period.
Rahu.
Saturn Rahu. Why did she marry in Saturn Rahu? Why would she marry in Saturn Rahu? You don't agree with me, right?
Her heart was broken.
You don't agree with me, right? And when did she have the previous marriage? Saturn Moon, right?
Yeah.
Technically, she should have married in Saturn Mars, but she married in Saturn Rahu. Does that tell you something?
Another marriage was breaking up.
Does that tell you something? We are not concerned with the official date over here. In reality, she cannot be marrying in Saturn Rahu. She should have married in Saturn Mars.
She couldn't because he was getting a divorce.
So
yeah,
what?
Before they decided to get married, they had to
divorce. Yeah,
why was he getting a divorce? Yeah. Why was he getting a divorce? He had a bad dream? You see, young man, he had a bad dream? Huh? Why was he getting a divorce?
At first they were
naughty boys. No. Think. Don't go by the official date. The official date is telling me that she married in Saturn Rahu. Do I accept it blindly? It obviously tells me that she knew this man from Saturn Mars. She was involved with this man right from Saturn Mars. It's only during Saturn Rahu the pen and paper legal thing came about. It's there. The writing is clearly there. This is when he died and that's how it happened. Any more marriages? Should we go ahead? So
yeah,
the next one?
Go to the fifth one.
Fifth one?
Fourth one.
Pardon?
When did the fourth one end?
You think something?
One.
Yeah, the great man. I like that man. I like that man very much. Yeah. He's my favorite. Now look at the next marriage.
Fourth one.
When did this break?
Fourth or fifth? Okay.
This is
the fourth marriage which she had was during Saturn Mars.
Yeah.
With whom did she have this marriage?
Eddie Fisher.
Okay. How long would that marriage last with Moon hanging around here?
Not long, right?
I mean, with Saturn indicating the type of marriage, how much love is there with Saturn? None. So, your mind is wavering here and there, looking in the air and everywhere, you know? It's bound to happen. That's the moon, that's the mind. You can't stop the mind. It's natural. It is bound to break. And who is the next one? Venus. The god of love. Okay? That's Venus coming into her life. A very good looking man, very nice. Passionate. Look at how famous he was. If the moon is in the first or seventh house, he is very famous. Note this down somewhere.
Okay.
The moon in the first or seventh house gives fame.
In the Navamsa.
In the Navamsa as well as the Rashi.
But in first or seventh?
But he gave fame for this spouse.
Yeah, but that particular spouse was a famous spouse.
No, he was famous before he met his spouse.
Yeah.
In England, but not like she was famous.
Jupiter having anything to do with the first or seventh also gives fame. Look at, Jupiter is the lord of her first house. She deserved to be famous.
But if it affects in the first house also, no?
First or seventh. Gemini's dictum is very clear. It should be in the first or the seventh. From Lagna or Arudha Lagna. And there are various other things, small things. So you can see that this man was famous. It happened in 1964. Anyway, she had to get out of Saturn too.
They met in Saturn Jupiter. They got married in 64, but they were already together before they got married.
Do you think they were not together in Saturn Rahu?
They were Saturn Jupiter, they were together. No, they didn't meet until after Saturn Rahu, because it was on a movie set.
Cleopatra. Well, I don't know when it was. Cleopatra then. Yeah. 61.
Definitely Mercury
was her big. Okay, let's try to time when they would have met. Okay, let's try to time it. Let's try to time it from our methods. Let's not go by what people say. I mean, both of them agreed to make a movie like Cleopatra. Okay, and of course they would have. Done. They would have met before that, and the producers would have met, and they would have decided. And he's a okay. See the planets and signs to this.
Saturn Ketu.
Sun, Mercury, Venus, Ketu, the lord of this sign is Rahu.
And parivartan between them.
Yeah.
And there's an exchange between Rahu and Sun. So if Sun gave this marriage, Rahu can help in this marriage. Or in this relationship or whatever. Is it possible that they could have had something towards the end of Saturn Rahu?
Possible.
So they met before. He was married and but had a mentally challenged child.
Yeah, let's not go into that about whether how many marriages they had. My question is,
why couldn't it be Saturn Jupiter? Because Saturn would be in a trine to Libra, but it's in a parivartana with Jupiter.
No, I'm not worried about Saturn. I just want to know why Jupiter.
Huh?
Why Jupiter?
Because it's parivartana with Saturn. So
Saturn is the lord of Aquarius. Yeah. Also Venus is in a sign of Saturn.
Yeah, but Rahu is stronger than Saturn here. It is parivartan with Aquarius, it is aspected by Jupiter.
Both planets are in parivartan. Both are in parivartana. And now that we have arrived at this sign, we need to really see both laws.
Parivartana cannot be considered for Aquarius, it has to be considered for Capricorn only.
Why are you considering Saturn in Pisces? It's not in trines to Libra.
No, but it's the lord of the trine, Libra. It's a co-lord. Is that correct? Right. In a way, what you say is right, that there is an exchange between Capricorn and Saturn, rather than Aquarius and Jupiter. Had Jupiter been here, it would have been different.
But wouldn't Jupiter still give the role of Saturn?
Yes, it will. It will.
The lord of second.
Yeah.
You mean to say Jupiter will still act like the lord of Sagittarius and Jupiter will act like Saturn for Capricorn?
When was Cleopatra signed and made? Any idea?
1962 it was made. Because it came out in the theaters, I think, in 63. So I think they worked on it all of 62.
Okay.
Something
like that. And when did they marry?
Here it says they got married in 64.
Okay.
March 16th.
You mean, is it possible that they were just good friends in Saturn Jupiter?
No, they had their love affair in Saturn Jupiter.
You cannot be friends with Elizabeth Taylor? I thought it was towards the end of Rahu. Because Jupiter, maybe Jupiter can do it. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, they got married in Mercury, so Mercury definitely can give the marriage. How long will this marriage last? And what will be the cause of the break?
Last it took its time.
Cause of break is Ketu.
We'll count it as a separate marriage.
We'll go through that. A few more marriages are coming in between.
The marriage could be broken by trines to Scorpio.
Yeah.
Or Moon. So Mercury Ketu, you think the marriage would break?
Ketu conjoins the
Lagna
Lord or the marriage Lord Venus.
Right, so when will the marriage break?
Till the end of Venus Dasa, it lasted. And during the Ketu Anta Dasa, it divorced.
Divorced in 74.
So how long did the marriage last?
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Well, that's a record for her, isn't it?
That's
a record. She spoiled all her records by doing that. I know. We'll go into that part. But why did it last so long? Was it because of Venus or what? Is the second lord from this very strong? When does a marriage last? If the second lord from the marriage is very strong, and the second lord from this marriage is Mars, and he's placed in a quadrant that's strong.
Quadrant from what? From Lagna.
From the Lagna.
Not from that marriage house, you see?
No. What will I do with that marriage lasting in air? This lady must want to hold on to the marriage.
So there are actually three, four planets to hold her marriage.
So when did this marriage break? Likely March period?
Rahu,
they got officially separated, is it?
Divorce. Well, divorce in 74, but they've already broken in 70.
Yeah. According to our calculation, it should be Mars. It has to be Mars. Has to be. It can't be in Rahu. I mean, Rahu has got nothing to do with this. Look at that. It has nothing to do. So let's not drag a planet. It has to be Mars, and it can only be Mars. So the marriage lasted right through Mercury till Mars, and in Rahu the official separation occurs.
Can you know the reason for breakage?
Reason for breakage not from this, from the Rashi chart, because the physical manifestation is important. From here we are timing each person and what's happening over there.
Okay.
From the Rashi chart you know exactly what was it. Was it some other lady, was it some other man, was it this thing, details. Here, but it does give us a hint as to whether the person was known earlier or not.
And so
as you can see how we are doing it.
So that's interesting, because that means then the next marriage would be the sixth house, and that's also ruled by Venus, and they remarried. So it's again that Venus is bringing them back to
the okay, house. So after this break of this marriage, they again remarried.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no other guy in between.
Women.
Wow.
Women.
They were women.
For him. So for that we see his chart. We see his chart for that. Do you see my point? The guy whom she married here was the same guy she married here. Because there are no planets over here. There are no planets. Had there been a planet, it would have been different.
I want to know where that marriage is from, because it's affected by Saturn, and Mars and Saturn is no good.
No, marriage will stay long depending on if this lord is strong.
Okay, but that lord is not.
But it is in Kendra.
Oh, okay.
Kendra is strong, quadrants are strong.
But it doesn't matter that Saturn is aspecting that Mars.
So that is, because Saturn is aspecting, it will break also. Because Saturn is aspecting, even this marriage will break. But it will be stronger than the others.
But just because it's in Kendra.
Just because it's in Kendra, it will be stronger than the others, but it will also break. So you agree, Saturn alone in quadrants in such strength in the Navamsha is not good for long-term relationships.
Why?
Because Saturn is the one who breaks relationships. He's the Karaka of the 8th house. He is the significator of the 8th house. Venus is the significator of the 7th house. And Venus is thrown away in the 3rd house and Saturn is sitting in a quadrant in the 4th house. I mean, look at it. This Saturn is dominating this chart quadrants. So every time there is a marriage coming through, immediately the 8th house significator comes into action. Saturn is not a good planet from that one. Pardon me, I didn't get that. Just 1 minute.
Saturn is in, like, let's say Saturn was in the 10th house.
Yeah.
Korea.
Yeah.
Does that also mean that Saturn breaks up Korea?
No. See, in the 10th house, in the 10th house, it is not as bad because it has to do with finances and money.
Mm-hmm.
Money could be a cause of the breakage of a marriage. Could be, but it's normally not that serious. 4th house is that which consolidates the 8th and the 12th houses. Saturn in the 4th is bad. In the 10th, it is not so bad. Yeah.
But because Venus is the character of relationship and Saturn is the second from the Venus, so every relationship
is going, yes. That's also a good point. Yes. This you can see why this Saturn is doing it. Saturn in the 4th is not good. Because it's the Karaka of the 8th house. And this trine is getting severely damaged. Especially Saturn will damage this. Unless it is his own house, Saturn is surely going to damage it.
Lagna not being damaged, does it show, although she's had record-breaking marriages, she was unhappy throughout the whole thing?
Yes. In whichever divisional chart, the Lagna Lord is weak. That division, there will be a lot of suffering.
Okay.
Now, in whichever divisional chart, the Lagna Lord, the first house Lord is weak. In that area of life, there will be suffering. Make this Lord strong, and this area will become strong.
If the Lagna Lord is weak, but you have a strong, nice planet in the first house.
That can help a lot. That can help. Let us say Jupiter is here in the first house. Even in debility, that is one of the greatest blessings. Because its aspect on the seventh house, its aspect on the trines is superb. It's a very good thing. It's a very good thing. I like that Jupiter in the first house very much. And Jupiter, you see, Venus gets exalted in a sign of Jupiter. So when Jupiter aspects this house, the Venus thing is also very well balanced. And you know, the Jupiter tends to balance Venus very well. It's very positive from that point of view. Because Venus gets exalted in the sign of Jupiter. Keep that in mind. Okay, shall we go into the next marriage? From this Richard Burton's marriage, which ended in Mars and Rahu officially divorced, The next marriage was again indicated by Richard Burton, that same Venus.
Yeah, didn't last very long.
Here, the planet which is going to cause the lasting of marriage is Mercury. You think Mercury is going to help last this marriage?
No.
No. This Mercury is weak. Yeah.
Getting married again, it is just some kind of drama. So, do you consider this jumping the houses?
Yeah,
I mean, then how do you consider?
The sheep might have not mentally left him or something. It could be just like he had.
Are you trying to tell? Then why did she marry? She wouldn't have married at all. What does the need to marry? There are so many people who have extramarital affairs. Why is she marrying these people?
There's a lot of jewelry involved in
that. Okay, do you see him? Do you see her getting married to? What about after him? Second time, second marriage with Richard Burton.
John Warner, an American politician.
Yeah. Politician? Okay, the next one will be seen from the 8th from here. Now we have come to the first house. Sagittarius. First house has to do with what? Power, position, authority. And what sort of a man? Mars? What sort of a man would Mars and Sagittarius indicate?
Aggressive person.
A leader. Right? Yes. Okay. And Sagittarius? Senator? Parliament? Right?
Moon in trines, government jobs.
Moon in trines indicates one who pursues public popularity and things like that. Public matters. Yeah? I mean, so much like her.
Yes.
So much like her. Although she is an actress, in reality she is much more into all this.
Yes.
Public life, and public things. So much like her. Okay. Now, how long did this marriage last?
5 years.
Jupiter in WT?
There's no election cycle. Less than 3 years.
Why? Jupiter?
Saturn should have killed it.
There's an exchange between Saturn and Jupiter.
Yeah. They separated December 81.
Okay.
So
yeah, go on.
That is Venus broke it. She to Venus.
Why would Venus break this marriage?
It is trines to second of
Saturn.
Good. Saturn is Venus is the lord of this. Trines to the second house.
Yeah.
It has to be. The planet has to be associated with this trine.
The planet, say that again?
The planet has to be associated with the trine.
Saturn is also associated.
Yes, Saturn is also associated, but there is an exchange over here, Saturn and Jupiter.
Why Ketu supported that break? The
Maharasa. Rashi chart. That you have decided from the Rashi chart. As such, whatever be the dasha, there is an inherent flaw in this chart. And that inherent flaw remains, no matter what. Am I right on that? A chart which has a strong Saturn in quadrants in the Navamsha and Venus extremely ill placed is going to have serious problems in marriage.
So in those cases, we can blindly see after the other than
look. No, look for Jupiter, whether Jupiter is strong. Okay, Jupiter is also weak.
Yeah.
So then what are you expecting out here? Don't expect too many things in some such charts. You can go marry again and again, that's what. I'm just trying to show you how these rules work. How by going from every 8th house we are able to exactly know whether this is working or not. And whether, you see, this husband was the same. Correctly it worked. Next one.
Eighth marriage, Larry Potency, October 6, 1991 she married.
October, now why was there such a big gap between this 81 and the next 91?
She was tired.
She was rehabilitated. The guy that she married, 8th time, was the inmate of that rehabilitation center. Yeah. Long.
Because
it was in the 8th house.
Yeah. 8th
house
is not the G.
She was married this age.
Not
the
G.
The
G.
The
G.
Lord Moon.
Okay, Lord is the Moon? Okay.
Yeah.
She was busy trying. I thought she felt she had enough. Okay, maybe. Okay, shall we try to time this marriage? Come on.
91.
It could be Mars. 91 is not here. Go to the dashas. Yeah.
Venus
dasha.
Click on it. 91 October. Venus sun.
Look at this house. Do you think that there's Venus sun indicating this marriage?
No.
It
doesn't touch it. 8th house, right? We are looking at 8th house.
Which is cancer. By 8.
Was there a marriage after this?
No. That was it.
That is precisely what I'm trying to tell you. Are you able to see something missing out here? Which is not. So tell me, who's going to tell me what is missing?
It is not the breakage of the previous one.
No, the previous one ended over here.
Yeah.
After that, there is supposed to be one more here, and then she comes again to the Rahu Ketu axis. Normally, the Rahu Ketu axis will show end, no more marriages.
Okay.
Had enough. That is what I was getting at. The Rahu Ketu, it didn't end over here because Saturn was able to pull off another one with Mars. Otherwise she would have said enough over here. Finally when it came here, it was, that means between this marriage. And when did this marriage take place? Venus dasha, sun anta dasha. Look, both the planets are right here. So, and we are looking for this guy. That means between these two marriages, there has been another relationship which we are not aware of.
Which one?
Which we are not aware of.
In those 10 years.
That means in those 10 years time of Ketu dasha,
she had
a relationship, serious one, indicated by the moon. It has to be there. Who is this?
Jewish manufacturer.
An older guy who was a Jewish manufacturer. I can't believe that because Saturn is in trines. He could be right. I can't believe that. I was maybe, but not Michael Jackson.
They left. No, I'm sure. They left the country once, and everybody thought she was coming back married, but she didn't.
Okay, so they just left this. Okay, fine. So that's that man. She was probably going to marry, but it didn't happen. But she had a. But it shows this man is there in her life for a long, long time. And he kept on dealing, maybe I'll marry next time. And it goes on and on until the last marriage was here in Venus Dasa, Sun Antar Dasa. This was the last one. And when did that break?
Very
quickly.
The marriage lasted 4 years till.
3 years?
4. Yeah.
Until August 30, 1995. Yeah, Venus Rahu.
Rahu broke it.
Why would Rahu break this marriage?
No, like in 7.
I think he was out of the house in Mars, and it just took paperwork.
Excellent. I accept that. Rahu cannot break this marriage. Second, see the second in trines. Mars is aspecting. Yeah, he was probably out in Mars, Rahu was just paperwork. Agreed on that. So now we know exactly how to go through various relationships, how to catch what's happening. Yeah.
Okay, so you see Navamsa not just official marriages but also relationships in between.
Yeah, we caught hold of one over there. Similarly, when clients come to you and tell you, no, there is no way, but you should be able to catch. You should know. Obviously, if it has come over here, what happened to the one in between? It just can't jump like that from there to there. It has to go there and then from there to there.
Yeah.
Rules have to be followed.
You would think trines would bring luck, but they indicate change more than anything.
Well, we are looking at trines to the second house. In each marriage.
They just these tough relationships, people don't live together, but they're like prolonged relationships. How do you call those in between, that ineffectual relationships?
Out here, we got to know that there was one serious one. She may have had 10 relationships, for all I know and all I care. But it shows that there has been one serious person. The point is, whom do you think, and other than you, no astrologer can really make out. I mean, no astrologer, it's just hazarding a guess. That is what we call the area of intuition. Somebody was talking to me about intuition today. Yeah, that's right. That is what intuition is all about. How many out there? Was it one? Was it two? Was it five? And of these five, whether you were serious with one? Because out here, that only one is shown. So now we know how to see relationships in Navamsha. Shall I give you another case or shall I take a break now? It's 4 o'clock. We take a small break and then we come and do some case study. Thank you.